Okay, dear students, let's go through the worksheet for options, chapter 15. Now, remember, none of these calculations are on the final exam, but if you're going to take the Series 7, right, you got to learn these things. And because there are call and put options, it can be very, very tricky because it's like looking in a mirror. If you zig when you should have zagged, oh well, you're going to get the wrong answer. And of course, that's one of the answers that's on the option. One of the options for the question on the exam. Okay, number one. You think big and oily malted balls, the symbol is bomb, is going to be the next big thing. The stock is currently selling for $29, so you can buy it on the market at the market price of $29. So you purchase a call options contract to buy 100 shares at $30. So that's one contract. For 100 shares. Every contract is 100 shares. The price of the option was $2. So let's answer the following questions. Is your option in the money, at the money, or all out of the money? Well, it's a call option. That's an option to buy. And the strike price is $30. Exercise price, $30. But the market price is 20 bucks. So you could go out and buy the stock at $29. You would not exercise your option. So your option is $1 out of the money, out of the money. What's the break-even price? Well, let's see. The option price or premium was $2. The strike price is $32. So for you to break even, the stock has to move to at least $32 before it even makes sense for you. Well, of course, it makes sense for you to, if you could buy the thing at $30 and it's selling for $31, it makes sense for you to do that, but you still haven't broken even. And of course, you don't have to wait until the option matures. You can turn around and sell the option. Ignoring commissions, if the stock price rose to $36, what would be your profit? Well, let's see. Break-even price is $32. The stock price would be $36. That means you'd make a profit of $4 per share times 100 shares, or $400 profit. Of course, we're ignoring the fact, we made mention of it, but options traders would say, but you don't really care about the exercising it. You're just going to sell the option before it expires. Well, good luck. Yeah, maybe it will. Maybe you'll do well. Number two, you're sure that the price of Opie's Obedient Pet Services, symbol OOPS, is far too high. You think investors have bid up the price to an outrageous amount. So about a month ago, you purchased a put options contract to sell 100 shares at $90. The price of the option was $30. The premium of the option was $3. I'm sorry, did I say $30? $3. And the stock is currently selling for $88. It's a put option. It's an option to sell at $90. So is your option in the money, at the money, or out of the money? You can sell the stock for $90. The market price is $88. So your option is $2 in the money. By the way, at the money means that it would be selling for $90 at the strike price. So you can turn around and sell the stock for $90. You would exercise your option. What's the break-even price? Well, we take the strike price minus the option premium, the option price. And so that's $90 minus $3 or $87. So for us to break even, it's got to fall to at least $87 or lower. But if the stock did fall to $82, what would be our profit? Well, we would be able to take the break-even price of $87, because that's what it takes for us just to make money, minus the $82 stock price, and we'd have a $5 profit per share times 100 shares, or a $500 profit, ignoring any commissions. And if you say, well, I don't pay any commissions, I go to Robinhood. Remember, you're not paying commissions, but you're paying something. You're not getting the best price, so you're paying it through the spread that the dealers and the market makers charge you. Your broker calls you and says, so make sure you understand that. And also, again, number two, the options traders would say, but Payano is assuming you're going to exercise the option and maybe you don't even care. You're going to sell the option before it's done. Okay, fine. That's a different way of making money. Your broker calls you and says, you know, straddles are a great way to generate commissions. Oh, I mean, I'm going to make money. This stock, Young's Underwater Crab Hatchery, symbol YUCK, is extremely volatile. It is currently selling for $33. The broker says, I suggest you purchase a call option to buy at $35 and a put option to sell at $35. The price of the call option is $2. The price of the put option is $5. Even though you're not quite sure whether or not this is a good idea, you go ahead with your offer, with the offer from your broker. So, answering the following questions, what is the total price of your options? The $2 call plus the $5 put is equal to $7 total price premium for both options, times $100 shares per $100 shares per contract, or $700 for the options. How far does the stock price have to swing from $35 in either direction before your straddle is in the money? So in other words, what are the break-even prices for both the call option and for the put option? So the price must swing at least $7 from $35 in either direction to break even. Therefore, the break-even price is $42 for the call, $28 for the put. Is it really that volatile? I don't know. You see, I'm not a big fan of these things. Yes, I go, 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 go. Okay, now, problem number four. You purchased 100 shares of Pretzels Unlimited, symbol PU. We've seen Pretzels Unlimited, right? Some time ago when the price was $10 and the current price is around $72. You are thinking of selling the stock, but you aren't sure. Instead, what you do is write or sell or make. They all mean the same thing. You sell a single call options contract. This is called a covered call at a strike price of $72. The option price was $1. So answer the following. How much did you receive when you sold, wrote, made the call options contract? You received $1 times 100 shares, right? Because every contract is 100 shares. So you got $100, ignoring any commissions. If the option is exercised, what price will you receive for your 100 shares of Pretzels Unlimited? Well, remember, the strike price is $75. And if PU goes above $75, someone's going to exercise the option. So $75 times $100 shares per contract equals $7,500 proceeds from the sale of the stock. So what is the total you'll receive? You're going to get $100 for the option, and you're going to get $7,500 when this stock is sold, $7,600, ignoring commissions. So if the price were to rise very high, well, you lose the opportunity to sell the stock at the very high price. But you were thinking of selling it anyway, right? So you would have sold it at $72. You did better. This is only one of two possible option strategies that your humble instructor would ever consider. The second strategy is below. Yeah. So, of course, the price could fall, you weren't sure to sell anyway. So the covered calls are allowed, by the way, inside an IRA. That's the only option transaction that's allowed in an IRA. And a covered call is, as I said, one of the two choices of options that yours truly would ever really be interested in. I've never done it, probably never will, so there. Fire Abatement Technology, symbol FAT, is currently selling for $15. You're thinking of purchasing 100 shares, but you're not quite sure. Instead, what you do is you sell, you write, you make a single put options contract. That's called a naked put, with a strike price of $15. But you have the money. Yeah, in other words, you had the money to buy the shares anyway. So you weren't, it's called a naked put technically, and it's not allowed in an IRA, which it should be. But as long as you keep $1,500 sitting somewhere in the bank or in your brokerage account, you're covered. the put option sells for $2. So you're buying it, you're selling the contract at $15. You're going to get $2 for the contract. How much money did you receive when you sold, made, wrote the put option contract? Well, you get $2 for the premium of the option. We just use the term price. Times 100 shares per contract, or you get $200. Shows up in your account. Very cool. Now, if the option is exercised, what price will you pay for the 100 shares of stock? Well, you wrote the contract. You made the contract. You sold the contract. And so you're going to pay $15 no matter what happens to the price. Even if it goes to zero, you know, you're going to pay $15. So that's $15 times 100 shares per contract, or $1,500. But remember, you had that money in your account, so you were covered, even though technically you're not covered, according to the Securities and Exchange Commission. What is the effective price per share you paid for the fat, assuming the option is exercised? Well, you had to pay $15, but you got $2 when you wrote the contract. So your effective price is actually $1,300. Now, is this an effective strategy? Well, what are the advantages and disadvantages? Well, the advantage is you pay less than the strike price for the shares, and you were going to buy it at $15 anyway, right? One disadvantage is the stock price could fall very low, and you still have to pay $15 for the share. What happens if the price rises? Well, you're not going to get the stock then. You need to decide if this is an effective strategy for you. If you were going to buy the stock anyway, well, then this is an opportunity to pay less than you normally would have, but there is a risk that you would not actually ever wind up buying the stock if the price rises. Don't forget commissions, and again, don't fool yourself. I'm not paying any commission. Yes, you are, through the markup, or markup when you buy, markdown when you sell, of the dealers, the market makers. We have conveniently left them out of the calculation. Look, your broker's going to simply love you if you get hooked on gambling. I'm sorry, I'm speculating with options. Don't do it. Don't get hooked on options. You'll be sorry. I warned you. And we, dear students, want you to be prosperous. We want you to build wealth, not lose it gambling. But if you like Las Vegas, maybe you'll like options. Good luck. And again, once again, not on the final exam. These calculations are not on the final exam. And the questions about options and futures and shorting and buying on margin are all available to you before the exam. You got to look up the answers. Cool.